Nazir, chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Isha shenad rabbi nazir. If a woman took on a vow of nazirus, vahasa shoisa, we'll see now why it's using the example of a woman, but vahasa shoisa biyan, she drinks wine intentionally. After she takes on her nazirus, she drinks wine intentionally. Umatamat lemaisim, or she becomes unclean by corpse uncleanliness, again intentionally does this. Harezus sefegis esarbaim, so she gets lashes. She gets Torah-mandated lashes. And the Rambam that's quoted over here in the Kahati introduction, so she actually gets two sets of lashes, one for transgressing, breaking a vow, and one for breaking her Nazirus, transgressing the Torah prohibition of a Nazir. So there's two Torah prohibitions that she transgresses. She gets a set of lashes for each of those transgressions. Now, a set of lashes, Torah lashes, we call them 40 lashes, but another discussion for another day, it's actually 39 lashes that they're given. So she would get two sets of 39 lashes according to the Rambam, and that is for intentionally breaking her vow. Hey, Phile Bala, but now what happens if her husband revoked her vow? And this is why they use the example of a woman who breaks the vow. Because what happens if her husband revoked her vow? Vehi lo yada, she didn't know that her husband had revoked her vow. Shehefe la bala. Vahasa shoisa bayan umetamet lemesim. So she goes ahead, she intentionally drinks wine or intentionally, makes herself impure. She comes into contact with a corpse, thinking that she's a Nazira. She's not really, because her husband annulled her vow. But she doesn't know that. She thinks she's still in that state, and she goes and intentionally transgresses one of these two things. Says the Mishnah, Einus Sufigis Esarbam. She doesn't get the lashes because in reality, in truth, she hasn't transgressed anything because her husband had annulled her vow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, Im Einus Sufigis Esarbam. If she does not receive 40 lashes, Tisfog Makas Mardus. She receives Makas Mardus, which is lashes according to the rabbis. So the rabbis instituted in certain cases that even where a person has not transgressed a Torah prohibition, they still get lashes, and they still get lashes which are rabbinical lashes. Now, it's interesting because according to some opinions, lashes, rabbinical lashes, is Makas Mardus, is more severe than the Torah lashes. They didn't, there was no limit to the maximum number of lashes, they were more severe. According to other opinions, no, these lashes that rabbis instituted were more lenient. They were administered with less force, and they weren't particular, the number of lashes that were administered were less, only a third of the number of Torah lashes. But either way, whichever way we hold, this woman over here would get rabbinical lashes according to Rabbi Yehuda, because she transgressed, thinking she transgressed. And for that reason, the rabbis instituted that she should get lashes in this scenario.